News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's so lovely to be back with you. It's so lovely. I think you all look so beautiful. You ladies are looking slim tonight. Men are looking bowed up and handsome. I know, because I done seen you. There ain't but 11 of you. I can see you all. All right, I'm a little out of breath because I forgot something in my truck right before I was supposed to come on. And my big fat trying to run down the hall and out into the parking lot into 102 degree temperature and then back up. Whew. Mm. I don't even know if I can finish tonight. This is as far as I can go. Isaac, Lonnie, y'all gonna have to step up and do y'all's team show you've been practicing.
Oh, we're ready. You just give us the nod.
I wouldn't do that to the 11 listeners. I wouldn't do it. Before we get into all of the serious stuff, I gotta share something with all you aunties and unks out there. Now, if you're not familiar with the terminology, because you don't speak Gen Z the way I do, because I'm so cool. Unk is what you call an older guy, like uncle. You call him unk. Now, unk isn't really old. Unk is probably about my age, which I'm 55, and I'm unk. Now, auntie would be, or auntie would be an older woman, but not really old. What you laughing at, Lon? What?
Well, it's funny because I think I feel like I've officially reached unk stage.
Oh, really?
But it's like I'm in the beginning of unk stage. It's like I'm a baby unk.
Okay. Well, if were you 30, 37, 38?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then that would make me whatever the oldest one is.
Like great unk.
Yeah. Or no, like a, like what's, I'm pops then or whatever. What's older than unk? What's the next step up? Dead?
No.
But anyway, if you are unk or auntie, you may not know this, but I experienced this today. I knew about it, but it hadn't reached my household until today. My son, who is 22, was at Target looking around, and he sent me a text and said, I'm about to buy this. And it was an album, or as they used to be called, record albums. And that is cool with the kids nowadays. So he bought this album, and then he decided he was going to buy a record player to play it on. And he came in with just your basic little record player, the kind that we used to have at school. Not in that big carrying case with the snap buckles on it and all. Again, I'm talking to the aunties and unks. So if you're young, then you're not supposed to know about this. So don't feel lost. But it had just the one speaker in front of it. It wasn't even stereo like you would get a big record player with a stereo system and all. It's just the one little speaker. Like at pep rallies and stuff, we used to have to take the microphone and hold it to the speaker of the record player to play music throughout the gym. So it would come out through, because you didn't have a hookup to go from the record player to the PA speakers. So I'm talking just a basic little record player. $100 for this thing. Now, it will play digital stuff, so you can play your phone through it. But why would you do that? It's only got the one little speaker. It sounds like crap. Now, I'm not one of these people that goes on and on about records. Oh, they were the best, and you put it on there, man, and there's something about that crackle, and it just sounds so rich, and it's the way it's intended to sound and all that. I'm not one of those people. I say they improve the sound of music, and it's far, far superior. First with CDs, well, first of all, with cassettes, then CDs, and now digital music, completely MP3s or whatever you call them. So I'm not all nostalgic about records, but the kids are. And this is the really shocking part. The paying $100 for a little cheap, no-nothing sounding record player is not the thing. It's the album that he bought. He likes that band Avenged Sevenfold. It's a hard rock band, and their heyday was, you know, early 2000s, I guess, you know, 2005, 6, whatever. And the price on said album, $30. $30 for a vinyl album to play on a crappy record player that costs $100. So my son is in $130 for one album and one cheap record player that sounds like Fisher-Price toys. These are the people we're supposed to expect to lead us in the future, y'all. Aunties, unks. I mean, we got to do something. Now, a lot of people would be saying, that's good, get these kids into the nostalgia, but the common sense of it, the boy has grown up in a generation where he's had to not listen to any record skipping or static or crackling or any of that stuff. And he wants to throw it away. Throw away the blessing of digital sound. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are just shocked at me right now because you can't believe that I would say negative things about records, vinyl. You call it vinyl if you're cool. Well, I'm sorry. You're going to get nothing but the realistic view of things from me. I call it like I see it. And more importantly, I call it like I hear it. And I don't want to hear any records. Records, they used to cost $6 for an album when I was a kid.
And then you can get a cheeseburger for a nickel.
No, you couldn't do that, but I used to sneak to Walmart when I was a kid. I wouldn't spend my lunch money at school. I would save it, and then I'd go buy Richard Pryor albums and sneak in the house and listen to them. My parents didn't know I had them. I remember them being about $6. $30 and $100 for the crappiest record player that you can find. He's not even, you know, scratching with it or anything cool like that. He's just listening to it. That boy. What are we going to do with these kids, y'all? What are we going to do with them? All right. We do have a lot of important stuff to get to. We have an Iran update that's coming up in just a little bit. And we have an entire segment dedicated to my sweet princess. I'm going to declare my official love for her tonight. And from now on, she will be considered my sweet princess. Princess Jazzy Crockett of the House of Representatives. I have a spotlight to shine on her. Oh, and it's going to shine so brightly. So we'll get into all of that coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Call up in here if you want to. 704-570-1110. Thank you for listening, all 11 of you. You know, I could try to get more listeners, but I think 11 is a comfortable number at this point. It's only been a month. So 11 listeners, but rarely are all 11 listening at the same time. I get that. Because, you know, Duke Power said they don't want me to, you know, overload the system. Because if I get too many listeners at one time, it'll cause rolling blackouts or something. So I'm thinking about the community by not having more than 11 listeners. All right. What's going on in the Middle East? Let's see. This morning, while I was in the middle of my other job, I do a syndicated morning show called the TJ and Riggins Show, and you can listen to that podcast of that show anytime you want. Just go to tjritchie.com, and you can get to that, or wbt.com/TJ. It's when President Trump was walking out to the helicopter, and then he went off in the media. You know, you've seen it. He said both these countries have been fighting for so long and so hard that neither one of them knows what the blank they're doing. And I first saw that, I was like, oh, man, I kind of see what he's doing here. But I wish he hadn't have said it that way. I wish he wouldn't have used the profanity. You know, I don't like that. Now, not to say that I'm a fuddy-duddy and I don't ever like when people cuss, or I'm going around correcting people who are cussing, or one of those annoying people with a cuss jar, a.k.a. swear jar. I'm not that, but, I mean, you're the president of the United States and you're, you know, being blasted to every household in the world. I wish he wouldn't have done that. But just to give you an idea of the difference between my best friend, my little friend, Jenny, by the time I saw it as a powerful, influential member of the media, she had already seen it and reposted it on her Instagram story with the caption, "Well said!" Exclamation points all over the place. Not exactly what you would call a prissy girl. But regardless, I know that what he was doing was sending the message to Iran by doing that and blaming Israel and coming down hard on Israel as much as because he was trying to say, hey, listen, Ayatollah, I'm the only thing standing between you and Israel raining terror, holy hell down on you with these bombs. So you see, I'm trying to get a peace deal done here. I'm trying to get peace to break out. So I'm blaming Israel too. And then later in the day, not so much. Because Iran is pretty much decimated as far as being able to retaliate in any way. I still say don't ever trust anything that the Ayatollahs, the mullahs, whoever's running Iran, don't ever trust anything they say. You know why? Because they're liars is why. Because they're liars. You can't ever trust them. You know why? Because they lie. And they've lied to us. They've lied to Israel. They've lied to many, many peoples. And I'm still of the school of thought that hysterical Aunt Tucker Carlson would be freaking out over when I say, I want them gone. Whoever is running Iran needs to be gone. However they're gone, I don't care. If they're gone by being thrown in prison for the rest of their lives so they can't hurt anybody else, fine. If they're gone by way of excessive military force, fine. I don't care. Because they're evil people. Evil. And they need to be just put out of society so they can't harm anybody else. And, you know, I have a long memory about things. I actually have what some psychologists, psychiatrists have referred to as a snapshot memory. Before they started using the term eidetic memory, they would say photographic memory. Well, mine's not quite the way a photographic memory would be, but mine was, I was tested, and it was referred to as a snapshot memory, where I can remember little details that don't matter about things, like a picture in my head, but I can't force myself to say, okay, I'm going to memorize these algebra formulas real quick, calculus formulas. Boom, I got it. That's an eidetic memory. I don't have that. But I do remember explicitly our military members on a ship that Iran had taken hostage, and the members of the U.S. military in 2016 under, I believe that was Barack Obama, were on their knees with their hands behind their heads, and Iranian thug, so-called soldiers, holding guns on them for the world to see. If nothing else had ever happened that Iran had orchestrated against the United States, if nothing else had ever happened, that in and of itself should have meant death to all of them. Everybody that was on those ships, and everybody who said to do that, every commander in Iran, every person who wore the uniform and bragged about doing the United States military that way, should have been taken out right then. That's the way I look at it. Then again, I would be called a war hawk. Not so much a war hawk. That's not a good definition. It's just a, I guess I would be considered a revenge hawk. You don't do the United States military that way. Because we are the United States. We are the best country and the most brutal military force to be reckoned with. And you don't bully us. You don't act like you're in the same arena with us, or you should be dealt with. I'm sorry. If you know Auntie Tucker Carlson or any of his podcaster friends that are, you know, calling people war hawks and neocons and all of that, don't send him a clip of this show, because I don't want to have him fall out in hysterics and pearl clutching and all that. I mean, the poor man has been through enough. Now, that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's beside herself as well with all of this. Okay, so one more thing at the moment about Iran. We had this clip last night, and I just didn't get to it because there was so much, I mean, solid material. The other day when Whoopi Goldberg was on The View saying that black people have it as bad in the United States, as badly in the United States as people in Iraq have it under the brutal dictatorship of the leaders in Iran, it caused a lot of backlash for her, including this lady. I love it.
Good morning, guys. Whoopi Goldberg, you sure is ugly. You are so ugly. So you think it's best for black people to live in Iran? It's much safer for black women. That's what you said, right? That was a disrespect to those women over there. That's number one. Let's get that part out the way. You make $8 to $9 million a year, Whoopi, right here in America, in United States. Right here in United States. You have rights, Whoopi. You have the rights to propagand. You have the rights to manipulate and gaslight every single day, and you get paid for it. You get paid to lie every day in America, and that's not the greatest thing in America for you? I don't care what we've been through in this country. This is still the best country in the world. See, your b- forgot where you came from, Whoopi Goldberg. Stop trying to gaslight these little young black girls that they can't make it in America, because you look like a damn fool, because you sitting right there on TV. So how they ain't going to make it and you made it? Oh, so you the only black going to make it now? You and all the blacks that made it, y'all, that's it. Stop telling young girls they better off somewhere else.
Amen.
You are so disrespectful. And I don't know why you and Sonny is still on that damn show. You see what I mean, Whoopi? How many times y'all done violated and lied and you still could sit in that damn chair? Still sit on TV every day. You get paid to lie. And you gonna call this the worst country in the world? You sure is ugly.
The TJ Richey Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to TJRichey.com, and that will get you there.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
We are smoking
tonight.
And not in the good way. What's he saying, Mildred? I ain't saying nothing. Okay. We went a little long in that segment, so this segment is so important. We may have to stretch it out into two, but we have to get to all this because this is the most important thing to me in the world right now. And that is my sweet princess, Jazzy Felicia Crockett, a congressional congresswoman in the House of Representatives. She has been done wrong. She has been done wrong so much in the past couple of days. I wouldn't blame her if she walked out of there and just left them with it and wouldn't even lead the Congressional Congress, House of Representatives, out of the mess that they're in, which that mess is dealing with President Trump. He got a mess, illegal stuff. Just ask her. She'll tell you. She knows all about the Constitution. She Googled it. She told us that last night, yesterday. Google a Constitution, authority, and war. And you know what you'll find? Congress. Just like I got on my necklace, which I am a member of Congress and the congressional congressing of the House of Representatives, my sweet Jazzy says. So they're asking her today, hey, have you gotten what you need yet from this lawless president? Here's what she said about what she needs that she hasn't gotten. No war plans.
Obviously, it's been bombs, missiles, all kinds of stuff. Mm. To be clear, I've still not gotten any type of briefing. So just so y'all know, nobody's tried to call us in for a top secret briefing at all as whole sitting members of Congress, but you know, whatever. So I wanted to make sure that y'all knew that. So unfortunately, my information is not any more advanced than the information that you're getting, whether you're watching TV or if you're on social.
Y'all understand this? You understand what's happening? This is an elected representative of the Congressional Congress House. And Trump has not shown her the war plans, top secret war plans. What kind of disrespect do they think she deserves? Well, I'm going to tell you how much disrespect she deserves. None. We're talking about Congresswoman Jazzy Felicia Crockett. Don't get it twisted. Now, this is Jazzy again telling everybody why she's shocked that she hasn't received the war plans and approved the missions and everything.
And to understand enough about the Constitution to the extent that I'm the one that's supposed to make the fucking decision or at least get a vote.
That's right. Yeah. She's the one that's supposed to make the decision, not Trump. Not Hegseth, not Marcus Rubio, none of them. Jazzy is supposed to make those decisions. Man. Why? Now, on top of everything else, Congresswoman in the House of Representatives, Jazzy Crockett, has dropped her bid today to become the top Democrat on the powerful House Oversight Committee. You know why? Because it became clear that she wasn't going to get the votes. They weren't going to let her have that spot. You know why? Because they gave it to Robert Garcia. Robert Garcia from California. I wonder why that is. In all seriousness, it looks like, once again, the racist white powers that be that run the Democrat Party have again pushed those aside who they pump up and put out there all they can so they can get out there and say the things that the white Democrat party bosses can't say. And then when it comes time to put them in a position of power, they throw them aside for Robert Garcia. You see, this is more proof that the white party bosses in the Democrat Party, Communist Party, Socialist Party, Marxist Party, all of them, anti-Americans, they're not who they say they are. Here's Jasmine Crockett. She's been out there taking the arrows for them. And then when it comes time to put her in a position of power within the Democrat Party, no. They don't do it. They opt for Robert Garcia. Seems like that's their game plan all the way around, isn't it? Think about that for a minute. And then we will get back to regularly scheduled programming next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, yes, America's coolest conservative. By the way, Isaac, Lonnie, what do you think the odds are that professional, second to none newsman, Breaking Brett Jensen, when he says I'm coming up next after him, what do you think the chances are that I could get him to say, always refer to me as America's coolest conservative, TJ Ritchie?
How much are you willing to pay him?
No, I'm not paying him anything. I'm just saying by saying that, that would make him seem like that we're, that would give him street cred that we're actually friends, you know? So that's what he would get out of it. Street cred.
You might have to call him Big Breaking.
Ooh, yeah. Big Break In. Break In Brett. You know, because real news people, they don't like, they don't want to mess up their credibility and act like they're clowning and stuff. So, yeah, I would say the chances are, what do they say? Nil? NIL money?
On the street, they say slim to none, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I would call him. Well, I do. I call him by his nickname, Break In Brett. By the way, speaking about this radio station, I love it and all, and I got all the respect for it and blah, blah, blah. I've been telling you that since the moment I cracked the mic, as we say in the business. But I'm working free of charge, just because I like it. But I don't like it enough for them to lock me in the place like they did last night.
I didn't think we were ever going to get out of here.
I'm trying to get out of here and go home because I got to get up and do a morning show on top of my volunteer work that I do here. And, I'm fighting traffic all the time now. I figured up that last week I was in my truck for 23 hours combined. So an entire day of last week was spent in my truck. Not just the commute, but I also went to Charleston. But be that as it may, I turned the corner to get out of the parking lot, and there's a traffic jam at the gate trying to get out. I'm like, what is going on? And the gate, WBT, had sabotaged the gate where it wouldn't open, trying to keep me in here. Because they say, hey, he's working for free. Let's keep him in there as much as we can. I was like, what is this? And thank goodness somebody came and fixed the gate, or at least opened it so we could get out. But I'm claustrophobic, and even in a big space like a parking lot, I felt it closing in on me. I was like, what? Uh-uh. And it wasn't until today that I realized there's another gate on the other side, so it would have been okay. But thank God we got out just before the oxygen ran out. I mean, we were sitting there a good 3 or 4 minutes.
I think it was 5.
Locked in this place in the parking lot. And then today when I'm coming to work, at the bottom of the exit, there is an urban outdoorsman sitting there. Some people call them homeless. Used to call them hobos, but that's not nice. So an urban outdoorsman is sitting there, and I say sitting there because he had looked to be a nice full back wooden bar stool. I'm not making that up. He's sitting at the bottom of the exit. What is that? Is it Wilkinson at 10A right here? What is that? What's that row?
This one is Freedom and this one is Wilkinson.
Wilkinson. Yeah. He was sitting right there on Wilkinson when you get off the interstate at that 10A. He had a nicer bar stool than what I got at my house. Now, where'd he get that? That's what I want to know. Did somebody, did it fall off a truck somewhere and he happened to catch it, or how? But, I mean, you got to give them credit. I looked at the thermometer in my truck, and it said 101. It looked like, the radar gun with Paul Skeens pitching for the Pirates. That was hitting 101. So I'm glad he was, able to take a load off and all that. But I just want to know, I'm just curious about that. You think having a chair as an urban outdoorsman is more valuable than having a Sharpie? I mean, if you're gonna give an urban outdoorsman something to help them, would the chair be better for them, or a Sharpie in order to make a good sign? And where do they find all the cardboard to make somebody's got to be throwing it out the window and littering or something? I never see cardboard on the street. You think they'd be mad if you rolled a window down and they came over to the car and you handed them a Sharpie or something like a big, magic marker? Say, here, this is gonna be way more valuable to you than $5 in the long run. It's teach a man to fish kind of thing. And I don't mean to sound insensitive. These are just questions. But mainly the bar stool. And then what's he going to do when he's finished? He going to leave it there? Because he can't. Somebody will take that. Another urban outdoorsman would take it.
You know, he has to have that stool when he's sitting, and, he has to have a break.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, it's hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, he was taking a break.
Man, it is hot out there to be lugging around a bar stool.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to trade that up for, like, a ball chair or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but and this was a nice piece of furniture he had. I'm not kidding. It had to have fallen off somebody's truck or something that they were moving. And, you know, they didn't throw it away, I'm going to tell you. But how you carry that around with you if he wants to carry it place to place. But, man, I did feel sorry for him out there in the heat. I mean, if I had a bar stool and I'm sitting out in this prison parking lot and WBT came around and said, hey, come over here. We'll give you a paycheck. I don't know if it's 101 degrees, I'd be able to get up and go over there and get it. Especially if I had a comfortable, full-on chair, bar stool like he had. You know, it's almost like I'm not even doing a radio show. Did y'all get that feeling that I've just gotten away from doing a radio show over the last few minutes? I'm just sitting around a break room drinking beer when we're not supposed to be on company time. That's what I feel like. It's almost like I want to challenge y'all to, you know, go pitch some coins. But, you know, I live in the suburbs and I have, you know, and I'm rarely in the city at night in all the time that I've lived in this area. So I don't get to see a lot, you know, but when I do, it's really something entertaining. So did they get the gate fixed or is it just like it might do it again tonight? Because the guy that was out there last night, was he a gate guy or is he just one of the guys that works here that knows a little bit about mechanical things?
It was more just like, I think I can get this fixed. Yeah. I think I got this in my back.
Mm. So he knew enough to get it open so we prisoners could get out.
Did you see that call to the bullpen there at the last minute when the other guy came out?
Mm-hmm. I saw. As long as somebody got it. You know, and I'm sitting here, the new guy. I don't know who to call. I was sitting there going, because Isaac was right in front of me, and I'm going, call somebody, Isaac. Damn.
He called Lonnie, but Lonnie was already gone.
I was checking the back gate. I had to see if Lonnie was able to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, you were just checking on him. You didn't need help. You were trying to help him, make sure he was okay.
I was about to take that back gate.
All right. Nobody was checking on me. Nobody was checking on Unk. What's wrong with y'all? I'm not used to having to do things at work. I'm used to people, you know, doing things for me. Sucks being the low man on the totem pole again. I'm lower than y'all because y'all get paid. What's that say? Huh, no offense. All right, so we have a brand new segment coming up, and if it goes well, we'll make it regular. If it doesn't, then we won't. How's that for you? That's next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to TJRitchie.com, and that will get you there.